Well, the winter school holidays kick off tomorrow, and tourism operators grappling with the loss of international visitors are certainly hoping that the break might ease their pain somewhat. Graham Abbott is the general manager of the Hanmer Springs Thermal Pools and Spa, and Trent Yao is the general manager of ZipTrek Eco Tours in Queenstown. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Karen.
Well, I'll start with you, Graham. Hanmer, a popular spot for certainly people in Canterbury and Christchurch. You expecting big numbers?
Yes, we are. We're the town is pretty much sold out for particularly the middle weekend, and really, really strong booking for the whole 2 weeks. So, we're very happy with how it's looking.
And are they mostly from the... Do you have a sense of where they've come from?
Oh, Corin, yes, the vast majority of those will be from Christchurch, which is our biggest market and has always been our biggest market. So, yes, they'll be coming up the road.
And Trent, how's things looking for Queenstown?
Yeah, everyone's really excited, quietly confident. Lots of people in booking for town, and ZipTrek volume seems to be good, but we don't really know until days before, usually, as an adventure activity.
Have people been coming over the last few weeks to Queenstown and taking up those adventure tourism, things?
I think that there's been a lot more people in town. I think there's a bit of quiet buzz, but I'm not sure it's anything close to the volumes we're normally used to here in Queenstown Lakes.
I'm curious about the adventure tourism stuff. Are New Zealanders sort of as willing to pay the big bucks sometimes that are required for these sorts of attractions?
I think the opportunities have been pretty mixed. Like, some people have actually been doing very well, sometimes better than last year, which is interesting, based on maybe their approach to how they're dealing with the domestic market. But I think that it's not an even spread is what I would say. Some things are doing okay and some things are not doing as well as others.
Which ones are struggling?
Well, I don't know. We haven't been doing so great ourselves. We've been trying different things for a different market. But we're down significantly.
And is that because you're priced and focused on an international tourist?
We've actually mixed up our pricing and our offering, so it's an interesting one. And there's some people that are still doing pretty heavy discounting as well. So I think it's a bit of a mix. Also, there's some new stuff that's fairly new in the market, which may not have been discovered by Kiwis yet. But I think the Kiwis will choose things that align with their values. And it's people that are ultimately interested in stuff and not just, I suppose, tick-boxing.
Graham Hanmer, how do you go in the other than the weekends? Are you finding it difficult during the weekdays?
Interestingly, Corin, in these last 3 weeks, we're showing growth on last year during the weeks, which is just hard to explain, but a wonderful situation for us to be in. So yeah, the weeks have been quite strong. We think there might be a large number of the farmers around the region who typically at this time of the year are holidaying overseas. So we think we're doing pretty well from them at the moment.
Trent, what's the situation with flights coming in and out and the frequency? Is that having an impact?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the numbers are down quite significantly. But the school holidays is very different, and we actually have more sold seats into Queenstown than we did the same time last year for the school holidays, based on the new planes that are coming in. So that's going to create larger volumes, which is possibly good for us. And we're imagining that it's going to be strong throughout the school holidays.
Graham and Hanmer, what's the situation with workers there? Are you having any trouble there? I mean, imagine initially it would have been very difficult. Have you hung on to your staff?
Unfortunately, we had to let some of ours go in the middle of COVID, but we've actually re-employed five staff in the last couple of weeks, and there's a couple more that we've got offers in front of at the moment. So, yeah, there's the Heritage Hotel, which is in Hanmer Springs. They unfortunately let go 40 people as they close down. So there's a few people around who are looking for jobs. So we're not too bad just now.
Is there a bit of snow on the ground after that southerly blast for people to sit in the hot pools and enjoy?
No, not on the ground, but there's plenty up on the hills to look at. But, we missed any coming into the village, I'm afraid.
And in Queenstown, Trent, it must be looking pretty nice down there at the moment.
Yeah, we're expecting some more snow this weekend, so that's always good to get people excited. I think Kiwis will come out and explore.
The weather, though, how is the weather shaping up for the 2 weeks of the holidays? That will be important, particularly, for the skiers and those doing those adventure tourism activities.
Yeah, I think there's cover on the ground for the ski already. People have been up enjoying it already, and then there's some more. So I think that the ski conditions will be great, and I think Kiwis will like to claim their winter back. So we won't be competing with anyone else, and the numbers have been really good up at the ski field so far.
Graham, are you feeling optimistic now that you can get through this?
Yes, we are. Our market is 80% domestic. So, you know, we've got a pretty strong domestic base, which gives us a pretty good position to go forward. It's not going to be easy. Demand is certainly lighter in August and September than what we'd like to see or what it normally is. But, no, we're pretty optimistic that we'll get through this. It won't be easy, though.
Graham Abbott, thank you very much. General Manager of the Hanmer Springs Thermal Pools and Spa, and Trent Yeo, General Manager of Ziptrek Eco Tours.